Good day. Welcome to the City Councilor Ward Forum, or debate if you want to call it that. I'll be the moderator. My name is James Arponte. Just a little background about me so you won't get confused of who you're looking at or listening to. I'm a lifelong resident of Pittsfield, former Ward 2 City Councilor. I'm an attorney, and I worked out here at BCC as an adjunct faculty member for 45 years, teaching courses in government, business, and law. I'm no longer affiliated with the college in any way. Probably too old, huh? But at any rate, I'm gonna try to keep things moving along at a fairly nice pace. If in between, if anybody has a question that they want to post to any of the candidates and they have time for it, please hand it over to one of the people standing off to the side there, because we only got a short amount of time, about 25 minutes for each ward. Then the individuals have to leave the table and two more have to come in and so forth. So with that said, we're gonna have an opening statement of about 2 minutes each. And at the end, we'll also have a closing statement or a comment on something that maybe I didn't cover or get a chance to cover in the questioning. So I'll open with Helen Moon. Opening statement or comments, please.
Great, thank you. I want to start by thanking PCTV and the Pittsfield Gazette for hosting this debate, and to James, our moderator. And I want to thank my opponent, Mr. Warren, for what I'm sure is going to be a robust debate on the issues. So my approach to my work as a city councilor is in the same way that I approach patient care as a registered nurse. I look at the big picture, and as I'm trying to address the details and the problems, I think that's the best way to advocate for my patients, and I think that's the best way to work on behalf of my constituents. I am trying to plan for a Pittsfield for tomorrow, along with my colleagues on the council and the mayor, as I'm addressing your problems and concerns right now. And I have a proven track record of addressing your concerns. I have submitted countless requests to the city on behalf of my constituents. I've put in a number of petitions on behalf of your concerns, things like implementing traffic calming measures on Crane Ave and North Street, to think bigger things like rethinking about how we repave our roads in Pittsfield. In addition, I serve on various boards across Pittsfield and the county, because I believe that addressing things like domestic and sexual violence, accessibility, parity in government, neighborhood safety, and park improvements also improves the lives of my residents in Ward 1. So why should you vote for me? I work hard, I listen, I'm responsive, and I get things done. And I'm not done yet. So thank you again for this time, and I look forward to demonstrating to you through the course of this debate that I am the best candidate to move Pittsfield forward with Ward 1. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Warren?
Thank you. I'm independent with no political agenda. I am a creative problem solver with experience and leadership skills that I think are necessary to make Ward 1 better. I think you need to compare how the two of us have handled a problem to be able to see why I deserve your vote for Ward 1. The East Acres Road area is something we have both worked on. It is a neighborhood that had supported a solar array with conditions. They are a neighborhood that allowed a development to come in, but they wanted certain conditions. Somebody dropped the ball in that matter. One of the conditions was repair of the road. It was supposed to be done with the payment of $25,000 at the end of construction, which was 2017. That didn't happen. It wasn't done, and it wasn't discovered by city officials until early this year, March of this year to be exact. Here is one of the city emails that was sent in March. I'm wondering if we can address East Acres. The potholes and stormwater damage are pretty bad. So why wasn't it done this year? Because the company won't pay the money until the city signs off on the permits. An out-of-town company is telling the city of Pittsfield what they will do and dictating when they will pay money. That is absolutely ridiculous. Since it's not the residents' fault of why this happened and why the problem, I petitioned the city council in early September to have the road fixed. It's been 3 years. While waiting for the money, we can wait for the money. The company can take its time. and I wanted this done. This was voted down by the city council. They were led to believe that things were being worked on and that a report would be made in October. As of last Friday, several things have not been done by that company and no report's been given. And that doesn't even deal with one of the more important problems with that, and that is the security bond. Is that my time?
Yep.
Anyways.
Time right here, folks. Sorry about
that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm not going to try to hold you exactly to the 1 minute or two, but when you hear that little buzzer, it reminds me to remind you to...
May I just finish up on that security bond briefly?
Go ahead.
The more important problem is the security bond. That protects the city if the company becomes bankrupt, and we'd be left holding the ball just like the Beacon Cinema, and I don't think we should do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fair enough. And if you want to go a little longer on another question, I'll permit that too. Okay, I don't
think you
show favoritism at all here. Okay, I've been talking to a number of people around the city over the last few weeks since I found that I was supposed to be a moderator here, and trying to find out specific ward problems or ward issues. And one of the ones I ran across a number of times was what to do with the old fire station on Tyler Street, across from basically where the old Hess station used to be. Mr. Warren, would you like to go first on that?
Sure. I think we should put it out for proposals. I know it's been, to be honest with you, obviously I haven't been in that building for years, but I do know that we were able to repurpose buildings when I was on the city council. Frankly, when I was on the city council, we had closed a bunch of schools because of consolidation, and we were able to put those buildings to use or the land for the betterment of the city. I think we should ask for proposals. I did see at a city debate that Scott Graves had indicated that he put a proposal in. I'm sure something can be done with that building, and we should look into it.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Moon?
Thank you. So I think that the fire station on Tyler Street is a complex problem. I want to be really clear that the city has put that building out for proposal and for the bidding process in the previous years. No offense to Mr. Graves, but there is a legitimate and legal bidding process for obtaining a project like that. So we can't just give it to somebody because they want it. We have to go through the real and legal process of bidding. So it has been put out to bid. There were no responses, and that's where we are right now. I believe that there is definitely an effort across Tyler Street to update the facade and make improvements to blight and increase the economic driver in that area, and I think that those are ways that we can move forward. Another example of the way that the city is investing into our infrastructure is the Hess gas station. There is crime, and that is statistically proven, that is evidence-based data, that there is more crime when there is more blight that exists.
Okay, so, wrap it up.
Thank you. So addressing things like the Hess gas station and the Fire Street station, I think, is absolutely necessary, but we have to go through it in the right and proper channels. Thank you.
Thank you. I've also had some inquiries, and I don't know much about it, so I'm hoping you'll elucidate and make me more aware and everybody else. There seems to be some conversation about pickleball courts at Springside Park. What is your stance or opinion on that, Ms. Moon? You can go first.
Thank you. It's always about pickleball. So I took a stance of not supporting pickleball court. And this is not to say that I don't support our senior citizens in Pittsfield and in Berkshire County. Absolutely, I do. I believe in investment. I believe in park improvements. The reason that I stood against pickleball was because I, as the Ward 1 counselor, represent that neighborhood that Springside Park is in, and I represent on my seat on the Springside Park Conservancy, that board of stakeholders. And by and large, I put out a number of surveys, email requests, ward meetings, and throughout that entire process, I was told that they did not want pickleball in Springside Park. So I had to, as the ward counselor, honor that request. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Warren, want to respond to that?
Definitely. I'll agree with her. I would support the ward residents, and I would vote against that. And actually, I was at a meeting where I asked Mr. McGrath to look at other parks for that. But since I have some extra time, I'd like to address the last question. It's interesting that we say that we've got to follow bidding process, because that's not what we did at the Beacon when that company came in and took it over. We did no bidding. Number two, as we both agreed that Scott Graves is interested in that fire station, then maybe we should put it out to bid again, or maybe we should look for a request for proposals. But frankly, we hear that somebody's interested in that building, and I'd hate to see it torn down if we don't have to.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Let's see. What is your stance on reducing or freezing real estate taxes for the average homeowner or even small business owner? Mr. Warren?
Say that again.
What's your stance on freezing real estate taxes for a homeowner or small business owner?
I think we need to look at the budget and taxes every year, and I am in favor of keeping the tax rate down, at least for the next 2 years, at the level it is. I think it has been going up. I understand the tax rate itself went down about 50 cents, but a lot of the valuations went up. I think we need to stabilize it. One of the things I found out as I've been going door to door in the ward is we have an older population in Ward 1, and there's a lot of people that live in their houses for years and years. I ran into a woman who was 90 years old, and she's threatening not to vote at all because she said she just couldn't live in her house anymore, and all the city was doing was raising the taxes every year, and it was getting almost impossible to live there.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Do you think the school department administration is top heavy?
Do you want me to respond to the last question?
Oh, I thought you already covered it. No. You want to respond to his extra extra comment.
I
go
can.
Ahead.
Yes, thank
go
you. So I'm never going to be a city councilor that makes promises that I can't keep. And I think that saying that we can freeze or reduce taxes is a promise that we can't keep. I think that as a city councilor, what I try to do is understand that there are a lot of senior citizens that live in Ward 1, and they need support and they need resources, and we have to put as much resource and energy into protecting them. But at the same time, we have to be realistic about the fact that costs rise every year. That is a fact. They don't go down. Construction costs go up. Our health insurance obligation goes up every year. And so we have to meet those demands while we're providing the services that our citizens expect from their government. And I believe it is not a wise thing to say that we are going to reduce taxes, because it's a pie in the sky goal. We have to make wise and accountable and strategic investments into our community so that we're preparing for a future of Pittsfield and not just what's happening right now.
Okay, thank you. From here on, try to keep our comments or your comments to the question I ask so we can get through this in 25 minutes. Not you, but both of you and future people, okay? Well, the next question was, do you think the school department administration is top heavy? Ms. Moon, want to go for that first?
Sure. I've heard that concern from constituents, and I've also heard that I think that's hard to say. I think that if you actually look across the Commonwealth, we are below or at the same level of administration for public schools. It takes support and resources to make sure that our kids get the best education that they can. I think what the conversation should change to, what we should pivot towards, is why isn't the state giving us the money that we desperately need? We have an urban population in Pittsfield. We have a very high percentage of kids living under the poverty level, and we have extra needs like English language learners and kids with mental health issues. These are real problems that exist in Pittsfield. We shouldn't be demonizing people for the job that they do, but looking towards the state for more resources. And thank you to Tricia Farley Bouvier for obtaining more state funding so that our schools can better serve our students. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Warren?
Yes, I would agree that the property tax is a regressive way of funding services, especially the school department. I would disagree in the sense that what we can do to decrease those costs, one of the things that the community in Berkshire County has been looking at is regionalizing, looking at whether we can do one district, whether there's some things that we can save by consolidating. I had the unfortunate situation of being on the school committee when fiscal autonomy came in, and I was on the city council when Proposition 2.5 came in. And when somebody says that we can't look at the budgets and find ways to save money by being more efficient, frankly, we were forced into it, and we did it. We were able to survive, and we've gone on. There may be ways of saving money. I'm not going to sit here. I'm like Ms. Moon. I won't promise you anything because I haven't looked at the budget closely. I haven't been given the information, but I'm sure there are things that we can look at in consolidation. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Moon?
I already answered, but can I respond actually?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I do want to put out there that all city information is public information, and so it can be obtained through by any citizen, regardless of whether you're a Pittsfield resident or not. That is all public information. I also just want to point out that the city council does not have direct oversight on increasing or decreasing budgets. We elect school committee members to do just that for us. Thank you.
Okay. Next question to Mr. Warren. To go along with the comment that all this data is public information, I contacted the city assessor's office this afternoon, and I found that there are 722 tax-exempt properties in the city of Pittsfield with a total valuation of $694,737,146. $694,737,146. What do you think we should do, or any suggestions do you have about that number of tax-exempt properties with that type of valuation when we really are in dire need of money here in the city?
We are in dire need of money, but unfortunately, I think that's a question that's out of the purview of the city council. As Councilor Moon was talking in regards to the school committee, I think we have a little more authority and a little more ability to advocate, but clearly, these tax-exempt properties come under state statutes, and therefore, I don't think we have a lot of control in regards to that.
Okay, Ms. Moon, what's your opinion? Actually, that's what I'm looking for.
Thank you. So I actually think that there are communities across Massachusetts and actually across the country that are taking a more creative way at addressing tax-exempt properties. So nonprofits, for example, are tax-exempt properties, and one of our biggest tax-exempt properties is actually VMC. VMC has, if they paid their what they should pay in taxes, it would be $4 million. Do I expect VMC to pay $4 million a year? No, because they provide necessary services to our community. I do, however, think that there are programs called a pilot, a payment in lieu of taxes. Boston actually, I think, sees about $25 million a year in payment in lieu of taxes from the public and private universities in that area. Northampton sees about $300,000 a year from Cooley Dickinson Hospital. I think that there is a way for the city to encourage our larger nonprofits that see great, great profits every single year to contribute a little bit more because we provide necessary services to those organizations as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Next question. Do you think the police department headquarters on Allen Street should be replaced? Ms. Moon.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I do. I think that if anybody has ever taken the time to go to the police station, it is very outdated. I am somebody who I believe in making infrastructure investments because I think that places need to accommodate all people, right? And so the police station has really lack of resources for disability access. It's also not the best in terms of safety for our police officers, and we want to value our police officers and make sure that they stay with us and protect our community. So I think one of those resources that they have asked for and that they need is a new police station. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Warren?
Thank you. I'm also in agreement that we need a new police station. Clearly, that's been there for 50 years or more, and I'm more worried about how they can respond to the needs of our city with the public safety issues that we have. Where they're located, if you go there, if you go by on a daily basis, you've got cars parked, the police vehicles, cruisers parked on various streets. It is not a very efficient way. I've been in the building. I've been both inside with clients. I've been on outside in the lobbies, et cetera. That is not an efficient building. It is not designed to use the technology that we have now. So clearly, I agree. I do say that we need to possibly look at some of our other city buildings to try to incorporate as we consolidate potentially our school system.
Okay, very good. Thank you. One of the last questions, then we'll go into the final statements or final conclusions that you want to state. Do you think the city parks are underutilized? Ken?
Sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. I do compare to the way they were utilized when I was a kid. We had park counselors that were there during the summer on a regular basis, but I think society has moved on in how we utilize our spaces. I am impressed. I grew up in the Common, Pittsfield. My home is like a couple of blocks away, and so I used to play basketball at midnight on their basketball court. I used to skate icing in their rink. But that's different. I do like what they have done with those parks. I do like what we have done with some of the other parks. Springside Park is the gem of the city of Pittsfield and possibly Berkshire County. I think we are preparing these parks and developing these parks so people can use them in the way that they see fit.
Okay, good. Thank you. Ms. Moon?
Thank you. Yes and no. I think that the parks are utilized more than we think that they are. So being on the Springside Park Conservancy as the Ward 1 counselor, there are a number of stakeholders that meet once a month to discuss everything about Springside Park. And the groups that come to that meeting are very impressive. There are mountain biking groups and there are trail groups. And there's one gentleman who leads meditation hikes. So I think that they are being utilized. Do I think that they can be utilized more? Absolutely. And I think that continuing investment into our park system is a continued investment into our children, and we have to do that. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to give you each 2 minutes for conclusory remarks or to comment on other things that, other than what we asked the questions on here. Mr. Warren, you can go first.
Thank you, and I want to thank everybody for putting this debate on. As everybody knows, I'm running for Ward 1 City Council, and I would consider myself an underdog in this race. And why do I say that? My opponent has run the DA's campaign for a year and now works in that office in a newly created position of Director of Special Projects. That is hugely influential, and that's not a bad thing. And that explains why my opponent has endorsements and support from across the state. But the same reason why I think she's formidable and a very formidable opponent is the same reason why I think I have a shot to win. And that is because I have no political agenda. I am not indebted, nor do I have to answer to any powerful local political organizations or any state group for that matter. Support and campaign help doesn't come without obligations. That job also creates some unique issues. I will not have to worry about my employment potentially conflicting with my review of important police issues. I will not have to have any issues with having to deal with confidential communications from constituents concerning public safety where they might be worried I have to report it. And I'm not saying that that is occurring. Those are issues that have been brought up to me as I've been going door to door. In order to be elected to this job, my focus has to be on the needs of Ward 1 residents, solving their problems, ensuring that the ward gets its fair share of city services, and I need to be able to do this within the fiscal constraints of what the long-term homeowners in Ward 1 have and find themselves. In conclusion, if you believe as I do and as former Ward 1 City Councilors Bill Berry, Lisa Tully, and Christine Yon, that the ward needs different representation, I ask for your vote on November 5th. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Moon?
Thank you. Thank you again to PCTV and to the Pittsfield Gazette for this opportunity, and of course to my opponent and the viewers here and at home. Through the course of this debate, I have tried to rely on facts to demonstrate my ability to think critically regarding the issues that affect Ward 1. And I want to be very clear. I am beholden to no one other than the voters who have elected me, and I serve them to the extent that they allow me to advocate and provide critical care for the community that I love. But my ability to collaborate with all the constituencies goes hand in hand with my capacity to create change for the better. I have done this work, and I will continue to do this work for the residents of Ward 1. I have been so fortunate to receive the support of community members, one of which is my constituent, Helen Austin, who I want to quote as she wrote in her letter to the editor. The other Ward 1 candidate stated in a video that he would devote all of his time to Ward 1, not getting involved in committees or other wards. That's too bad, since Pittsfield is a city of neighborhoods, and that which affects one part of the city affects us all in one way or another. I personally want a counselor who is informed and interested in the city as a whole while providing priority attention to our ward. So thank you to Helen and to all of my supporters out there. I hope that I will continue to have your support into next week for the election, because I think that I'm in this for the long haul. I am informed, I am interested, and I am passionate for Ward 1. With your help, we have been able to accomplish a lot, but the work is not done, and Pittsfield has real challenges. We need people and leaders that can work effectively together to move Pittsfield forward. I believe that I am that candidate, and I respectfully ask for your vote again on Tuesday, November 5th. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you both very, very much. That wraps up the...